Been talking today about the sad news that Canadian comic Norm MacDonald has died. He died at the age of 61. He apparently had cancer, but had kept that private. He didn't share his health struggles with the public, but he had been dealing with cancer and that diagnosis for apparently 9 years. He was an icon. He was known for his deadpan delivery. He's the kind of guy I was saying to my producers, I would just see a picture of him or see him on stage or watch a video. And before he even said anything, he would make me laugh. And he had that deadpan delivery. He was raised here in Canada, in Quebec, but he actually went to Gloucester High School as a teenager, spent time touring across our country. He wrote for the sitcom Roseanne. He hosted his own sitcom, but perhaps he's best known for his time on SNL Saturday Night Live when he was hosting the Weekend Update segment.
Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See. No interest at all in seeing
that. And of course, he was known for his impression of Burt Reynolds in the Celebrity Jeopardy skit.
With $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Joining us now, comedian Tom Green is on the line. Norm was a frequent guest on Tom's talk show and a friend of his. Tom, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's such a sad day for comedy and for everybody who loves comedy. And just wanted to send my condolences and sympathies to Norm's family and friends and all of his fans here in Ottawa and around the world. As you mentioned, he was from Ottawa. He went to Gloucester High School, as you mentioned. I always considered him an Ottawa boy there, eh? And, you know, when I was a kid, I started doing stand-up comedy myself in Ottawa at Yuck Yucks, and that was before Norm had made his big, had his big break and was before he was on SNL. And I was probably 15 years old going down to the basement of the Beacon Arms Hotel, where Yuck Yucks was at the time on Albert Street. And Norm was probably in his mid-20s, and he was unlike anybody I'd ever seen on stage, you know, a different kind of comedy than I'd ever seen on television or anywhere, just the acerbic, sarcastic, surprising delivery. And you mentioned his deadpan voice and delivery was something that was very new, and it made me very inspired as a kid, because I knew he was from Ottawa, and here he was up on stage being funnier than anybody I'd ever seen on TV. And shortly after those first years of starting stand-up, we heard that Norm had moved to Los Angeles. He was writing for the Roseanne show. And it just was amazing to think that somebody who was doing stand-up at Yuck Yucks only a year earlier was now living in Hollywood. And then Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. and his incredible career afterwards was something that was just so inspiring to me as a kid in Ottawa who wanted to do stand-up. And it made me so happy when I eventually did move down to Los Angeles myself and was doing my show, that Norm was very generous with his time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because I was from Ottawa, and I grew up on Monson Crescent just down the road from Jasper, where he grew up, and we sort of would have a laugh about that. But he would come to my show, and when I was doing my internet talk show in my living room in the early 2000s, and we would just sit up there on air and stream before web streaming was a thing, and have laughs. Like you wouldn't believe.
What was he like as a guest, Tom? What was it like to have him on the show?
Well, you know, he was just, the thing about Norm is he's just such a brilliant guy too. And he would find ways to talk about subjects that you wouldn't normally find yourself talking about. And then he would find comedy in them in places that you would never expect. And his just delivery was just, of course, incredible. His whole way about him was very, you know, very unique and just hilarious. And you know, for me, I was like I said, I was so in awe of him that it made for an interesting show, because, you know, I was just so excited that he was coming up to my house, and he would come up time and time again. And I remember we would do the shows, and on the shows we would go live and we would take calls on the internet from people, and he would just, you know, always catch people off guard with really irreverent and ridiculous comebacks and jokes. But then after the show would end, this happened every time the show would end, and I was, you know, in my house at the time was in the Hollywood Hills, looking over the city of Los Angeles, and the show would end around midnight, and then Norm would want to stay, and we would end up going and sitting in my office, and at the time YouTube was kind of a new thing, and we would just sit there late into the night watching comedy on YouTube, watching old Chris Farley bits or old Saturday Night Live pieces or interesting, hilarious viral videos that we'd found, and we'd just sit up and
he just wanted to hang out, Tom.
Yeah, it really did feel like that, and that was the thing that always made me feel so great, you know, when I did that show, was, you know, we tried to have people just come and hang out, but you know, and I would invite up people that I loved and was respected and wanted to get to know in comedy, but it was always made me feel so nice that Norm would sort of stay there after every time, and we got to know each other really well, and it's such a sad day, you know, for me personally. I just found out about this when everyone else did. You know, he really did keep this quiet. I did not know that he was battling cancer. As a cancer survivor myself, I know how complex and stressful that can be. It makes me surprises me that and I wish in some ways that he'd reached out to me and talked to him about it, because I could have been there for him as a cancer survivor. But I think it's probably I'd like to think that he must have felt there was some element of surprise. He always felt that there was good to have an element of surprise in a joke, that a great joke has to surprise you, and that was his style on stage, and seems to be that might be maybe his final point, was to catch us all off guard one last time, a showman to the end. Rest in peace.
Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing these wonderful stories. It's such a fitting, lovely tribute to somebody who meant so much clearly to you and to so many listeners, a comedy legend. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Rest in peace, Norm Macdonald, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You take care, Tom Green. Comedian Tom Green calling into the show, knew Norm Macdonald. Spent some time with him as a friend, as somebody that he worked with, because, as he said, Norm would come on his talk show. And they got to know each other that way, both of them also with that Canadian connection.